This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can be hopeful one day and doubtful the next. Today, we're finally wrapping up our series on Elijah, a great prophet and man of God. So as a recap, we've talked about how Elijah assured this widow who was ready to die that God wanted her to have a tomorrow and that God himself would provide for her tomorrow. He went on to have his drop the mic moment when he proved to the Israelites that there is only one God Almighty. We also remember that Elijah was a master at proclaiming what he heard from God and focused less on what he saw in that moment. So he went on to proclaim that a mighty rainstorm would come even when there wasn't a dark cloud in the sky or the smell of rain in the air. Yet this is the same Elijah, this hopeful man of God, who would one day become tired and weary. So after a long walk through the desert, he sat down under a tree and prayed that he might die. Those same inspiring words that he gave to the widow, he couldn't now offer himself. He simply said, "I have had enough, Lord." And sometimes when feelings of doubt come upon us, we have the wisdom and foresight to draw near to God. And when we don't, he draws near to us. So after Elijah's request to God, he fell asleep and God immediately sent one of his angels to feed and to comfort him. So as you feel the need to put your doubts in God's hands today, remember these words. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, you know the place to drop off your doubt.